It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing nutrition information to anyone that will listen. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I'm pleased to have you joining us today. You know, I think you'll want to stay tuned because we will be discussing a major public health threat for 44 million people. Yes, I did say 44 million Americans, and guess what? Two-thirds of those 44 million are women. So what's the big threat? The big threat is osteoporosis, bone thinning, which often results in bones breaking. So our co-host, and I'm so glad she made it here this
morning. I'm very, very glad to be here.
Is Cara Carper. She has her master's degree in holistic health and probably a master's degree on how to get around 94 today.
94 is closed going east for anyone who is... lives over in the west suburbs where I live. A little FYI.
So, you know, really, you're studying for your comprehensive nutrition exam, and so that's going to be easy after you, this morning.
Exactly.
So, Cara sees clients at our Wyzetta office and also in St. Paul. And in fact, you can book a late evening appointment with Cara in St. Paul on Monday evenings. And I think people love that you're there. And I know I really appreciate the fact that you'll see some clients later in the evening with everybody's schedule so busy. So
people really like those, you know, 4 to 6 appointments or 6 to 8 p.m.
Right, exactly.
Works out great. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to be here.
So anyway, you are happy to be here today.
And, you know, so many clients make appointments with us because of their concern with bone density results. And often they have the diagnosis of osteoporosis. And the fear is that they're going to break a hip and end up in a nursing home.
I think that's a major threat for a lot of older people.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's so common, like you just said, with the statistics. And people are also, they're very confused. They wonder, should they be taking something like a Fosamax-type prescription medication or calcium? And if calcium, what is the best kind to take? And how much? And they want to know, are there other ways that they can support their bone health? And people just generally lack the knowledge they need about how to keep their bones healthy.
You know, and I think, Cara, it doesn't help when we have an actress like Sally Fields, who is telling us over and over and over on TV that it's as simple as taking a bone-building medication, and suddenly people's bones will be back to normal.
Right. I mean, it's definitely not that simple. It's a very complex issue.
It is. So, you know, we kind of are hoping to have people kind of rethink a little bit of this and kind of broaden your understanding, aren't we, Cara, this morning?
Yes, we are. We want to give you information to help you rethink, you know, what you've learned so that you can pick the best prevention and treatment plan.
So to assist in some of the more technical information, we have asked Dr. Thomas Gwilliams to join our discussion today. And Dr. Gwilliams obtained his PhD degree in 1995 from the Medical College in Wisconsin, and he is the Vice President and Director of Science and Regulatory Affairs at Orthomolecular Products and has researched many articles, and they've been published in peer-reviewed journals. And if you have some questions in a few minutes about, you know, if you're looking for quality bone-building foods or supplements, you know, kind of get your questions ready because we're all going to be there to answer your questions. And it's our number here this morning is 651-641-1071. And I know he's going to be joining us in a few minutes. So,
and before Dr. Williams joins us today, let's look at some bone-depleting factors. And it's interesting that each bone-depleting factor adds to the other factors until the total load, it's just more than our bones can support, so to speak.
You know, a big-time bone-depleting behavior is smoking. Smokers have three times the risk of fracturing their hip as non-smokers. But it may also surprise you that living on low-fat or low-calorie diets also increase your risk of thinning bones and osteoporosis.
And those low-fat, low-calorie diets are still being recommended
by
many.
Yes.
So, and we certainly know that high sugar diets as well as high carbohydrate diets do not support bone health. And we know that sugar has been found to deplete calcium and other important key minerals from the bones.
You know, that's such a common everyday knowledge for us.
I know. We know that, but I don't think a lot of people put that connection between sugar and bone depletion.
And I know that one of the things that we were talked about a couple of shows ago that men now eat, you know how many servings of pastries a day?
How
Can
many?
Can you guess? Eight servings of
eight
every day. You know,
oh
commercial
goodness.
Pastry things. No, we're not talking about chips or pizza or any of those things. So that's a lot of high-carb, high-sugar foods. And actually, it's catching up with men, too, the bone thinning. So it's just not women. You know, and another one that we can put on that list of bone depleters are regular sodas and diet sodas. They're all in that same category. And the phosphoric acid in soda blocks absorption of minerals. So if you're drinking soda, somehow make a pledge to yourself by June 14th. You know, stop. Just stop drinking it. Wouldn't that be interesting to see the sales of soda just plummet?
If everybody had that date as a goal.
So if you can't stop by June 14th, you know, we actually have a program that can help people get off of soda. So make an appointment, and it's really pretty painless. And research is finding more and more men are also experiencing osteoporosis, and young men, you know, these adolescent young men into their 20s are drinking four servings of soda a day. In fact, I just worked with a gentleman last night, and he now has cut back down to two, but all through the tax season, so you know that he's an accountant,
mm-hmm.
so he was drinking six cans of Diet Coke or some kind of Coke every day. So now he's cutting back because he knows it isn't good for him. But the average man drinks four cans of soda a day.
Well, and that's not hard because if you get a super gulp, that's about four servings right there.
Right, exactly. So,
of course, we have to talk about how damaging trans fats and refined oils are to our bones as well. And bones, they're alive and they need many nutrients. They need protein and healthy fats to make the membrane for the minerals to attach to. And, you know, low fat, low protein eating, and as well as bad fats and refined oils like margarine, soybean oil, those types of things, they actually they put holes in the fatty acid membrane, and that results in weak and fragile bones.
So actually, Cara, we have on next Tuesday, June 16th, we will be teaching a two-hour class called Natural Solutions for Osteoporosis in St. Paul. And our class is only $25. And so what you're going to learn is how to keep your bones healthy and strong. And we actually, we show them pictures, don't we?
We do. I even brought that picture with today.
Oh, okay. Let's see it. Show it to the people in the audience. So what does that picture actually show?
Well, it shows a picture of the fatty acid mesh that encases your bones. And this mesh, it's made up of good fats and strings of collagen that you get from eating protein. And that's going to add structure and protect your bones.
So, you know, if you actually need to eat some protein because that actually makes some collagen. And the collagen, you know, makes up that structure. And you can actually tell if you're starting to lose collagen because you'll start to have more wrinkles on your face.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So I go around looking at,
looking at people's wrinkles?
That's right.
Well, osteoporosis, it's a very serious problem in our country, especially for women. In fact, one out of every two women will have an osteoporosis-related fracture in their lifetime.
You know, and often these fractures force older persons an older person into a nursing home. In fact, that's what happened to my friend's, Carolyn's mother. She had, her bones were so weak. And I mean, no, I know she was older. She was in her 90s, but they were so weak and fragile that when she stood up from using the toilet, you know, her hip bone broke and then she fell. And that, I mean, they could actually hear it crack when she, you know, when it broke.
That sounds very painful.
Yeah,
sounds awful.
It was very painful. And, you know, because of the pain, she just stopped eating. And so then healing never did occur. And she was so sharp. Her mind was so sharp. And then because of the pain, it was just taken away. And within months, she just kind of slipped away.
Oh. Well, and I think that's why people have that fear of breaking a hip and going into a nursing home.
Right, exactly.
Because other complications can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we want to help you prevent osteoporosis. So we've asked Dr. Thomas Williams to join us to talk about bone health and share some of the current research that his company utilized when they formulated their special bone support supplement. It's called Pro Bono.
So I think what we're going to do, Cara, is we're going to take a quick break here and then we'll introduce our guest. And so you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. If you're concerned about your bones, maybe you have osteopenia or osteoporosis, I really encourage you to sign up for our class called Natural Solutions for Osteoporosis in St. Paul. Again, the class will be taught Tuesday, June 16th from 6:30 to 8:30. Class materials include a great bone-building soup recipe that is high in minerals, and it's really good tasting, too. So this is a great time to start calling us with your questions about bone health. It's 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And joining us today is Dr. Thomas Williams, Vice President of Science and Regulatory Affairs at Ortho Molecular Products. And Dr. Williams also formulated the bone-building supplement. It's called Pro Bono. And we've had hundreds of our clients that have used Pro Bono, and it's been very instrumental in improving their bone density. So, Dr. Williams, welcome to our show. We thank you so much for taking time today. And I'm going to start off with a question. What is bone? How do we make bone, or what do we need to do to make our bone? We know it's living.
Well, thank you, ladies. Well, this is an interesting topic and I think a very important topic. As you mentioned earlier, I think we often think of as bone as just being kind of like not a living tissue, because it when you look at it, it just seems like it's pretty solid. But
right, I know. That's what a lot of people think. It's pretty hard for them to visualize that it is alive, isn't it?
Right, and what people need to understand is that your bone turns over. So the bone you have today is been rebuilt. So what happens is actually there are cells in our body that actually take away some of the bone material, and it's called remodeling, and it rebuilds it. So you have new bone every 3 years. Your skeleton is completely turned over, and when that process is slowing down, of course, in the older years, you get less and less remodeling, and you get more and more pores. That's why we call it osteoporosis, because the bone actually has holes. It's kind of like if you would cut a bone open, you'd see like a sponge-like look to it, and there's that tensile strength is what holds it together. Of course, the mass is very important, and you know, I think you're talking about, you know, how to build bone and how to prevent osteoporosis. One of the things that we know from the literature is that the higher the peak bone mass, the higher you can get your bone mass to be, the better, because obviously that's going to be important for the curve later on in life, and that usually ends in most women at around 30 to 35 years old. The strongest their bones are going to be is going to be at about 30 to 35 years old. So it's really important not just to think about this when, you know, they're in their 50s or 60s. This is really something important when they're building that bone mass, when they're 20s and 30s. And unfortunately, as you were mentioning, that's not when the diet is usually the best.
Mm-hmm. So give people just a few hints and some things that they need to do to build that bone mass when they're in their younger years. You know, we can say nutrition, but most people, that kind of just is a word. But they don't know actually what they should be doing to build that bone mass.
Well, I mean, I think you guys have probably done a lot of work on trying to build, you know, a good nutritional base for individuals. I think it's important to not think of, we often just think of calcium. And we'll talk about that unfortunately, obviously calcium is important, but it's sort of like having all the bricks, but that, you know, the bricks don't make the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the mortar, and you have to have a lot of, you have to have constructors and people coming in and building the wall and a lot of other things going on. And just having calcium is really not the only thing you need, obviously, but just a foundation of good health. Like you were mentioning, you know, the young people drinking so many sodas and having so much sugar, that's depleting, not only depleting calcium, but it's depleting the nutrients that help build bone. One of the other factors, other than diet, which we can talk more about, is the other component is actually weight bearing. And so exercise, especially where there's actually a weight on the long bones, especially, helps build bone, because bone, it's responding to stress, and of course it builds more bone when it gets more stress. So you really, people that aren't exercising much, people that aren't using much, you know, weight bearing, where they're actually putting weight in their bones and things like that, are going to have weaker bones in the long run, because the bones aren't responding to that need.
Well, I think one of the other things that, you know, we keep talking about protein and good fats and staying away from pop and sugar and all those things. And, you know, and I think you're saying the same thing. I'd like to take a look at some other factors. And there's just been a lot of information in the literature about vitamin D. And I know we talk about it on the show over and over, but I'd like you to just kind of talk about it as far as how that affects bone health and where, you know, just to remind people, you know, we think of vitamin D as the sunshine vitamin. And in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the northern latitude states, we tend not to get a lot of vitamin D. So how does that relate to bone health?
Well, vitamin D, I mean, it's been recognized for a long time to be involved. Vitamin D acts like a hormone, and it kind of interacts with another hormone called parathyroid hormone. And it basically improves calcium absorption in the gut, and then the process of actually laying down calcium and bone or calcium in the bone. And we've known this for a long time, but people have been always afraid, it seems like, of fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin K and vitamin D and vitamin A. And so there's always been a reluctance to recommend too much. And probably over the last really 10 years or so, we've realized that we've way underestimated the benefit of vitamin D, and the recommendations for vitamin D have gone up and up and up. And of course now there used to be a FDA recommendation for calcium, but now they've amended that to say that the calcium plus vitamin D is required really for the calcium to be functional. So again, it's like in some ways it's like the calcium is the bricks, but the vitamin D is the mortar. And so now they're saying, look, the calcium really doesn't function properly without vitamin D. And calcium in our body, of course, we need lots of calcium in our body, and our bones are basically the major storage deposit of the calcium. So we have to move calcium in and out of the bones quite a bit. And vitamin D is one of the hormones that really regulates how we move the calcium around. And so it's really vital. And we're seeing, you know, it used to be years ago, 400 international units of vitamin D was considered adequate.
Yes.
And now we're moving that up and up. And we have many clinicians who are now regularly giving 1,000 or 5,000 daily, and then even higher than that on a weekly or every other day kind of basis. So we're seeing in the literature, we're seeing in the clinics that the vitamin D levels, and as you mentioned, in Minnesota or Wisconsin like we are, For most of the year, for well over half the year, the angle of the sun does not permit us to make any vitamin D from the sun. And of course, we're all covered up for other parts of the year, and today it's all cloudy again. So yeah, we really need supplemental vitamin D, and especially in the dark-skinned individuals, anybody with darker skin or who covers up their skin, or the elderly who don't get out in the sun, are going to have a very difficult time making vitamin D. And so adding it to to the supplement regimen is really where you need to go with that.
So how much vitamin D is in the product Pro Bono? And do you think people need additional vitamin D on top of that?
Well, you know, one of the things when you're putting together a product like Pro Bono or any kind of product that has, you know, that's going to be used by a lot of different people, you can't necessarily put too much of any one ingredient because you have lots of people out there. So what we did in this product is we took the, you know, if I don't know if your people are familiar with Pro Bono, but these are packets of products that have multiple ingredients and multiple pills in each one, so it allows for a lot of different things to be taken. And the vitamin D we have in here is 1,000 IUs, 1,000 international units. And if you were to look at our old formula, actually it was lower when we prior to being reformulated in the last year or so. But do some people need more than that? Certainly. I would say that there are some people, if they're not getting sunlight, if they're not getting, if they know, in fact, you can measure vitamin D levels, if you know you're deficient in vitamin D, there are some individuals who for a season may need even 5,000 a day for the winter.
I know we all, at our office, we can really encourage people to go and have their vitamin D level checked by their doctor, because if it's very, very low, then they certainly need a lot. And especially, I think, Kari, you know, we know kind of that if somebody's got osteopenia, osteoporosis, that they absolutely should be getting their vitamin D level checked so that we can make sure that they're getting out off. So we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. If you have a friend or a family member that really could benefit from listening to this show, please let them know that it's on our website. In fact, this past week I received an email from one of the St. Paul postal workers, and what she does is she downloads the show and shares it with all her coworkers. And I thank her a lot for helping kind of push the message around to people. So just go to Weight and Wellness and click on Radio Show, and all the shows will show up, and you can have them available to you. So we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Dishing Up Nutrition. Joining us today is Dr. Thomas Williams, Vice President of Science and Regulatory Affairs at Ortho Molecular Products. And he's also the person who formulated the wonderful bone-building supplement called Pro Bono. So if you have questions about bone health, give us a call, 651-641-1071. And we actually do have a few callers on the line, so we're going to go right to their questions.
Okay, very good. So good morning, Mary. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Hi, Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I stepped away.
Okay.
I was wondering, I've had 3 bone density tests, and they have those little machines out at the State Fair. They did it for me and said it was horrible. Then I had a little big professional one, you know.
Yes.
And they said I was good. And then I went back later on. They had that little machine again, and they said it was horrible.
Okay.
So what's reliable, nothing or something? Or
well, I think the machine that you have at your clinic or at your doctor's office or wherever that, you know, you had the real one is the accurate one.
Well, it's kind of funny because you've got, like, a ton of people going out to the State Fair. They did this at where I work. And all these people are getting all these false, you know, positives saying that they have high risk for osteoporosis, which it makes me wonder about what their real motives are.
Well, I think one of the things that, and, you know, maybe one of the things that it does is it helps people it helps get people into the clinic so that they actually have a real bone density test taken. And so it's kind of a screening device, and maybe it encourages people to see where they really are and how serious they need to be about taking care of the bones.
Okay.
So we'll give them that, right?
Yes.
But that's a great question. So I think let people know that the ones at the State Fair is probably not very accurate.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
So we have another person on the line here. Jennifer, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a great question, I know.
Yes, a couple of them. The first one is about vitamin K.
Yes.
I've always bought a good quality calcium citrate, and I also take 4,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day. Well, I get the Now brand, and I just couldn't find the one I usually get, but there is a new one that's infused with vitamin K. And the guy at the store I go to told me the vitamin K will actually deliver the calcium into the bones from the blood. I'm wondering if that's accurate, first of all.
So, Thomas, would you, because that was one of the questions that I had for you, too, is what about vitamin K and bone health? And would you address that question for us?
Yeah, I didn't quite hear all of what the caller said about vitamin K, so if I miss anything, you'll have to add it. But vitamin K is very important. We've learned, actually, about vitamin K for many, many years. There's a protein called osteocalcin, which is important for, you know, the proper function of bone and putting down proper amounts of calcium in the bone and whatnot. And it needs to be carboxylated. It needs to be modified carboxylated in order to function. Well, vitamin K is necessary for that carboxylation reaction. So we've known about vitamin K and its need in the bone for many, many years. Recently, we've discovered or more research has been done on more different forms of vitamin K. So we know about vitamin K1. Vitamin K1 is found in green leafy vegetables and is used, we get it in our diet. Hopefully we get it in our diet, but also it's through supplementation. But we also know that there's something called vitamin K2, and there's actually various forms of vitamin K2. And when we formulated this or reformulated this product in the last couple of years, we added kind of a mixture of vitamin K1 and vitamin K2, and we used a specific form of vitamin K2 called MK7. And the MK7 form, the reason we chose to do that is because there's some new research showing that at a very low doses, it seems to be very active because it has a very long half-life. Now, the excitement about this in the whole vitamin K world is that not just in the bone area, but there's also calcification or improper calcification of arteries. And so this vitamin K2, this MK7 version seems to be, you know, the idea is keep the calcium in your bones and not laying it down on the arteries where you get calcification improperly.
Okay.
So we're really using both of that. But I didn't hear the other part of the question.
It was more on, it was something about on vitamin D, and I wasn't quite sure.
Okay.
Jennifer, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it wasn't about that. It was actually about my own health. I'm a very tiny person. I don't weigh a lot. I've got a rampant metabolism. I eat about 5,500 calories a day, full of protein, fat, and all the good foods that you talk about on the station. And I, you know, do the calcium, the vitamin D3, the omega-3s, all of that. I stopped by Diet Pop last year, and I do, you know, I exercise. I do the weight bearing. I'm still concerned about my bones, and I just recently developed lower back pain, and I'm wondering if that should be a concern to me because I'm only 34 and I stopped menstruating a while ago.
Well, I know personally, I certainly would recommend the pro bono supplement because we have had such wonderful results with it, and so much science has been put into that product that I just don't think you can go wrong, you know, and definitely it sounds like so many things are going on in your body. If your metabolism is that fast, so that's an idea for you at least.
Do you think that's a sign of osteoporosis, lower back pain?
I think you certainly should have a bone density test taken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. See if anything else is going on. So,
because I've been to the doctors multiple times, and they've done MRIs and stuff. They can't find anything wrong with my back. Why I've got this horrible pain. So,
Well,
neurologists and everything else.
Right.
So I'm starting to. Anyway, but thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. You know, Thomas, I'd like to follow up a little bit more on the vitamin K question here.
Okay.
Now, you know, you talked about vitamin K1, which I think of as something that would come from, like, leafy green vegetables. I think of kale immediately. And then we also have a lot of clients that are on blood thinners. So they're always making sure that their blood is not too thick, and so they're always cautioned not to have any vitamin K in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so are these people also have osteoporosis? So are these people safe taking pro bono?
Well, if they're on a blood thinning medication, specifically the vitamin K antagonist like warfarin or Coumadin,
yes.
What's most important for them is that they, whatever vitamin K level they're going to take. So if they're going to start a supplement regimen that includes additional vitamin K, or change their diet where they're going to dramatically increase or decrease the vitamin K intake, they always want to make sure that they're managing that other blood thinning medication is managed. And once they find out that there's no changes needed or whatever, they should stay on whatever that new regimen is. So if let's say somebody comes in and they've never had any, their diet contains very little vitamin K, they're on a anticoagulant drug, and they want to start taking additional vitamin K, they should talk to their doctor and say, that's prescribing the Coumadin, and say, you know, this is what I'm going to do. The level that's in here is by no means very high, but for people who have coagulation issues, any change in vitamin K is something that will concern that clinician.
Okay. I think that's a great answer. So that kind of clears up for a lot of people. So we're going to need to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specialized in therapeutic nutrition. For many people needing to repair their bones, I'd recommend an appointment so we can really look at your individual needs. You know, help you eliminate some of those habits that are depleting your bones and teach you how to use foods and nutrients to rebuild those depleted bones. And finally, you know, a comprehensive exercise plan that incorporates resistance training. You know, all of this will put you in charge of your own bone health. And if you don't do it, nobody else will. So we'll be back in a minute.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Kara Carper, nutrition counselor. I'm here with Dar Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And joining us today is Dr. Thomas Williams, who researched and formulated the wonderful bone-building supplement called Pro Bono. And so we actually have a couple of questions, so we're going to go right back to the callers.
Yes, we are. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Sandy, you have a comment for us, I think.
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say I've been telling people for a long time about pro bono because when I I was diagnosed with osteopenia when I was 42, I think, and that's one thing I wanted to say, Dar, is you all have talked a number of times about older people, but what I'm finding in my work is that I see an awful lot of women in their 40s who have osteopenia because we didn't know when we were growing up about, you know, the calcium and vitamin D and exercise and all of that. And so, like Dr. Gilliam was saying, that you lay down that base of bone, I missed the mark and had been doing everything I thought I was supposed to be doing, but was not being able to gain bone sufficiently. And so I actually came to you and said, okay, what's the best thing out there for me to try? And after a year on pro bono, I had increased my spine mass by 3-point-something percent and my hip mass by 2.5%. And then a year later, continuing on the pro bono, I had brought my spinal mass up to a total of 6% increase and about 3.5% on my hips. So I want to be the poster child for pro bono. It's just amazing. And I've given it to suggested it to a number of my patients who have had the same results. So I'm a big believer.
So we know this voice. This is Sandy Greenquist. And Sandy, you see many, many clients. And just tell people who you really are.
Well, I'm Sandy Greenquist. I'm a nurse midwife, and I started and run the Menopause Center of St. Paul. And so I see an awful lot of women from, 35 on who have this as a big issue because our work is hormonal imbalance. And with the hormones, when your estrogen starts to drop, you're really losing a main component in the regulating bone turnover. So that's a huge issue for perimenopausal and menopausal women.
And, you know, been so great working with you, Sandy. Actually, you know, Sandy and Wendy Cates Dancer, they teach our menopause class together. But it's part of it is because Sandy has had such amazing results with pro bono, and she can tell people that it isn't, I mean, if you have osteoporosis, you can actually rebuild your bones and get them stronger. And I think so many people do not even understand that. They think once you have it, and that's it.
Yeah, Sandy, that's such a great story. And, you know, we have clients coming in and their doctors are saying bone loss cannot be reversed. You have to be on Fosamax, for example.
I hear that, too, and it just makes me crazy.
It's just a wonderful testimonial.
Yeah, and what I tell women, because they're very nervous about, well, should I go off of Fosamax or should I not do what my doctor tells me and not start? And what I suggest to them is, you know, let's look at all these things that Nutritional Weight and Wellness tells you about your diet and exercise and all of that, and take pro bono and then do another DEXA in a year. And if you haven't increased, then we can have this discussion again. But what I think they're going to find and what I'm seeing in myself and a number of others is we do get increase. You can build back bone.
Yes. Well, thanks for the call, Sandy. We really appreciate it. And okay, thank you.
And bye-bye.
Thomas, that must make you feel good when you formulate out a product like that and you have great results. And I suppose you hear this all the time, don't you?
Yeah, we hear these kind of comments. You know, obviously we don't probably hear, people don't always call us and tell us. They tell their doctors, but they don't always call us and tell us what's going on. But, it's great to hear. We knew that it would be working because as long as the cells are functioning like they normally should, when you give them the right, raw materials, when you encourage them to build bone, it's going to work. I mean, that's the way the body works. So, unfortunately, some of the drugs that are out there, the one that was mentioned there, oftentimes they work by stopping bone remodeling, and they slow down the degrading of the bone, but they don't allow for increasing bone mass. So what happens is when you do that, you basically shut down the living part of the bone, and you try to keep it static, try to keep that same level. Well, unfortunately, you basically stop the bone from doing what it's supposed to do, and you don't get that remodeling and rebuilding.
Right. So, Thomas, we have to take a break here, but when we come back, we're just going to have a few minutes, but I'd like you to talk a little bit about strontium and also about the kinds of calcium that you have put in the pro bono product. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, if you want to know more about osteoporosis or how nutrition builds stronger bones, you know, we have a great class. It's called Natural Solutions for Osteoporosis coming up on June 16th, and that's at our St. Paul location. Or if you want to learn more about how to jumpstart your metabolism, we have a class for you Wednesday night, June 17th in St. Paul. And our summer classes, they're only $25. So, you know, grab a bunch of friends, make it a girls' night out, and learn how you can really feel much better. So if you want to sign up today, it's 651-699-3438.
FM 107.1. Yeah. Laugh along.
Who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong?
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We have had a great discussion today about bone health and ways to prevent bone thinning. And we want to thank you for your calls and your questions. And we especially want to thank Dr. Thomas Williams for his great information and also for formulating the special bone-building supplement Pro Bono. Now, we have about 3 minutes left. Dr. Williams, if you could cover just a couple of things that are, I think our listeners really need to know about strontium and how it helps, and also what type of calcium do you recommend for people to look for when they're buying a supplement?
Well, in 3 minutes, let's see. calcium, I mean, the most popular form of calcium is calcium carbonate, which is like your Tums and things like that. It's very inexpensive. Unfortunately, while it does deliver calcium, it also delivers the carbonate form, which actually lowers the stomach acid, actually it lowers the absorption of the calcium itself, but also lowers the absorption of protein and B12 and other things. So that's really not the best form, although it's probably the most commonly used in the clinical literature because of its inexpensive and usually it's funded, that some of the trials are funded by those individuals. But what we've chose to do is to use a couple different forms of calcium. Calcium actually can be in a salt form like calcium carbonate or citrate, and we actually use a citrate malate form. We also use a chelated form, which allows the calcium to be bound to amino acids so that when it's absorbed like amino acids. And you don't get you don't have to have the salt form of calcium. And then what's really important, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, is that phosphorus is very important as well. And if you take too much calcium without taking phosphorus with it or complexed with it, you end up depleting your phosphorus levels. And when you deplete your phosphorus level too much, then the calcium doesn't really function because in the bone, calcium and phosphorus are kind of combined together. So we use a form that also is a calcium phosphorus form, as well as a chelated, and then we use what's called a citrate malate. So we avoid the calcium carbonate forms because they just have some negative consequences. But you asked about strontium. Strontium, the big news was in 2004 when New England Journal of Medicine published an article on strontium, a form of strontium salt that had this magnificent effect on fracture risk and bone mineral density. And as it turns out, strontium is very similar to calcium in its structure, and the body can incorporate strontium at about one-tenth the level of calcium in the bones if you consume it. And what happens is actually the way the strontium is slightly different than calcium, it actually acts like calcium, but it actually creates a stronger bone. And we've known this for many years, but it wasn't until these clinical trials came out, and the forms of strontium that are around are like calcium, strontium citrate, strontium carbonate, and so we're using a form of strontium citrate, which is available as a dietary supplement. This other product that's out there is still being still trying to approve it as a drug. Whether it will or not, we don't know, but it's still another salt form of strontium. So we're really excited about strontium because not only does it increase bone mineral density, but we have statistical evidence on this fracture risk prevention.
The proceeding was a paid program. The views expressed are not necessarily those of the management or ownership of FM 107. WFMP, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Here's the latest.